Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
God. There is no God like our Father. There is no one that compares to Him. This is Pastor Dr. Cassandra McDonald, pastor of Cast Ministries. You know, it's a glorious thing to serve the Lord. It's just glorious to understand your value in Him. and the value that he has invested in us. If we only knew, been in transit for quite some time, although I was still able, and I'm thankful to be on the show last week, a week before last. But, you know, as you travel and you meet people and you hear their concerns, their fears, their hopes, their dreams, it's really interesting how God can be and is the same God to everyone that will allow him. And this, and for those that are, you know, even just somewhat God-oriented, you get to see how they all want the same thing. You know, peace, joy, happiness, and all of these things come with the favor of God. And I was reading today in Matthew, he said, you know, all things are possible if you can just only believe. And that's all that God requires, is that you believe him and that you trust him. He cannot and he will not fail. It's impossible. And every need and every desire, every thought, just no matter what it is, he is willing and able to meet you there. He's just a beautiful God. And it's so interesting that once you get on the topic of God, when talking with strangers, if they have an inkling who he is and what he does, you could just see God's handiwork. And we really just have to be willing to be in season and out of season and just ready for the call. In, because it's always there. There's not going to be a place ever that you go that God's presence is not there and that God's presence is not needed. But it's up to us who are not ashamed, who are not afraid, you know, to battle up, to fight a good fight of faith. And just to stand up and to stand out, God will present opportunities. I mean, daily, I had opportunities in my travels to talk about God, to introduce God, to stand up for the cause of God, sharing his goodness. And saying what he can do and what he will do and what he has done. And just showing that he's just an awesome, incredible God. And all God ever wants you to do, man, he says, share the good news. Don't be afraid, you know, of what people think. They need what it is we have. They need it. And they need it now. So you don't want to miss opportunities to just talk about who he is and what he does and what he can do and what he will. Whew. It's amazing to share the goodness of the Lord. That's why the song I sing says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wondrous works unto the children of men." Oh, oh, I'm telling you, it's really pretty cool. So that brings me to our subject for today. And I was looking for that scripture, and I'm not finding it, but it'll show up. I think I may have just found it. Yeah. I'll get right to it in just a second, but. This what we're studying, as you know, this will be the last, I think maybe we have one more week, but we're close to the finish of studying the helmet, putting on the helmet of salvation. And this subject I chose for this week was heads up. The battle is on. Heads up.
Then I have a little, if you go on Facebook, you'll see my little one pager, Fight the Good Fight of Faith. It's got boxing gloves in the imagery. And it also says, keep your head up. God gives his hardest battles to his strongest shoulders, soldiers. I tell you, every day I was challenged. I went, oh my goodness, Lord, this is just really, 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 really challenging. And I just, you know, I kept learning to say thank you and just laugh and know that it is a challenge. But God promised to never leave or forsake me and that it would be resolved, period. And every turn, everything that seemed, and I was looking for the scripture for that, things that are impossible with man are possible with God. I'll find it. I'll look another way. But it would seem like, oh. And even the people say, well, I just don't think this is going to work out, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, oh, yes, you will. Oh, I said, because my God knew about this way before. And I know that there's nothing that he has not. Oh, it's in Mark. That's why I was in the wrong. I was in Matthew. Mark 9:3. There we go. That was the ninth chapter. But here it is. He said, oh, if thou canst believe. All.